This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado home builders are weathering the COVID pandemic better than most. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
Permits to build single-family homes in Colorado are up 9% through the first 5 months of this year. One home builder said it was, quote, crazy. But not that crazy. Home construction was listed as an essential business early on, and work progressed on homes through the spring. The construction labor force has fared relatively well through the pandemic, down just 3.5% since last year, and the demand for homes has not dropped as the pandemic has stretched on. In June, the number of homes under contract was up more than 30% over last year. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Contract negotiations resumed today between Denver Public Schools and the unions that represent its bus drivers and office and cafeteria employees. The hourly workers want a 3% raise. The district is offering 2%. John Adams is a spokesman for the eight unions representing support staff.
We literally have employees that work full-time and still qualify for Medicaid and Medicare from low wages.
District officials say revenues are down and that they're concerned about taking even more money from reserves. Crews are making progress against the YMCA fire near Canyon City. It is 60% contained, and better aerial mapping shows it's burned around 300 acres, an increase from previous estimates. It's going to be hot again today in that part of Colorado, with highs above 100 in Canyon City and Pueblo, mid-90s this afternoon around Denver and Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.